B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
Alrighty, we close down the week with a sound off on a Friday. This is the number for sound off, 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. We put together the messages into a little package we call sound off. Let's see what we have today.
So let me get this straight. You mean to tell me, right, the one night that Tobias Harris is low-key going off, the one night that we can't complain about his performance, nobody else wants to do. And on top of that, it's against Brooklyn. Enough said. Tighten up, y'all.
Oh, he carried away with his performance. I mean, he made a couple threes during the course of the game when they were getting smoked. Defensively, he got destroyed. But Tobias, shoot more threes. It won't kill you.
Yeah, what game did he watch?
I don't know.
Good thing I watched the Villanova game instead of that crap show that happened down in South Philly last night. You know, Villanova, Philadelphia team that comes through in a clutch. Just wanted to throw it out there. Have a nice day.
Hey, Philadelphia team, no, I mean, you know.
No.
They're a Villanova graduate team. That's what they are.
And why is he rooting against the it sounds a little bit like he's rooting against the Sixers.
Yeah, he's a Villanova fan. So he's jealous that the Villanova doesn't get the attention they deserve. I get it. But you know, they're a niche. They're Villanova proud. The graduates are proud. I don't know if the city, you know, gets dragged along by the cats.
Thanks for softening. Thanks for softening. Thanks for softening in big games. Good luck in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was clever. So you say, I get it. So his name's Harden. He wants to soften. Now, see? You see how clever? Some guys are really clever.
Come on.
Next.
The analogy I will use for that game last night. You know how you anticipate the first kiss with your longtime crush? And when that moment finally arrives, it's sloppy, reckless, and disappointing. That is exactly what I felt about last night's Sixers game. A complete letdown. There was a lot of hype surrounding that game. So, on to the next one.
It doesn't have to be
well
sloppy and disappointing.
But it was.
In many times in life, you kind of want to keep your crushes at a distance. Like, never meet your heroes. And, like, some crushes, just let it...
Disappoint you?
It will. Like, you've never seen a person you kind of know. If this person speaks, it's going to be very disappointing. I've seen that in my life. Even in, like, platonic situations. I'm like, this person seems like they're all right. But I know if I actually go talk to them, it'll ruin any mystique. So let's just keep it.
No, I get that. But a kiss doesn't have to be. Like, the first kiss could come off all right.
Except when it doesn't.
But not always.
That's what she said. The times when it doesn't.
Does it come off more sloppy than not?
It can be. If you don't have that chemistry, it can be sloppy.
All right.
Worst day in Sixers history. First fan squandered pointless negative energy on booing Ben Simmons. Like, that's a goal. And then the Sixers get blown out by the Nets and look like a team that has a lot of flaws and shouldn't even be on the same court with the Nets. And James Harden comes up small.
So what are you saying? What's your connect? Did you make a connection there? Are you saying that the team actually got lost in the stuff that we got lost in with Simmons?
Well,
I don't think so.
He also said it was the worst day in Sixers history.
No.
Now, come on.
No, the worst day in Sixers history is them losing to Atlanta last year.
Right.
Or losing a 25-point lead in Game 5.
Yeah, not this.
Irving and Durant, their shots are automatic. But if you're looking forward to Harden not playing good like that every game, it's not going to happen. So this is lining up for a good future. If we come through them in the playoffs, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be a rough battle.
It gives them an edge now. You know, they got embarrassed, so it should give them more of an edge to fight harder.
Mike, there's only one word to describe this game. It's just disappointing. Seeing that worm, Ben Simmons, jump up out of his seat every time the Nets score is just sickening. I mean, the guys didn't come to play. Joel, he balled out, but nobody else. Harden, every time he was going to the basket, he was looking for a foul.
Yes, I agree. I would have much preferred him to slink out with his shoulder slumped and to walk out tall with a Vuitton jersey on, but, you know, you can't have everything. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that does it today. Quite an interesting day with the folks. Take a deep breath. Have a great weekend and relax. This team will be back. In any event, stay tuned for the Draft Line Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And then Devon Givens will take you through the evening with some of his views on what happened last night on NBC Sports Philly. Uh-oh. Stay tuned for Rutgers versus Princeton lacrosse. The Scarlets trying to avenge the hoop loss today to Iowa.
That's right.
Beat those snobby Ivy Leaguers.
We'll smack them around.
Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.